Welcome back, everyone, to You Killed It, the Real World Road Rules Challenge podcast. I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Jordan Strickland.
How's it going, Jordan?
It's not going so great. How are you?
Slightly better than you. Big party night last night?
Yeah, a couple Christmas parties, and I'm feeling a little hungover.
Yeah, usually it's me who's like woozy from a night of heavy drinking when we record. Not you.
Well, yeah, I overdid it a little bit, but I'm rallying and I'm here.
So. Did you have to break your streak again?
No, I didn't, luckily.
You were still... So how long has it been since that night?
No, I puked from alcohol one time after that. So it's been almost 2 years since I puked.
You got a 2 year record going.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to have to restart?
Not today.
All right. Well, I'm proud of you, buddy.
I wanted to, though, but let's not talk about it because then it's going to make me.
Okay. Not. I understand.
All right.
So the finale.
Yeah. Very unsatisfying finale for me.
You're not happy, huh? Brooklyn,
no.
Brooklyn didn't perform the way you wanted?
No. And you know why?
Tell me.
Because Devin wore that winter hat she calls hair.
I feel like that's probably only part of what went wrong there.
Well,
a lot of things went wrong for Brooklyn.
Well, it turned out that having a four-person team was not an advantage.
No, it was not. I didn't imagine that it would be.
It should have been, though, don't you think? Because they were the teams that were able to hold it together the entire time.
Barely. I mean, this is an example of, like, Big Easy somehow making his way to the final, and now it's like, oh fuck, now we gotta drag this guy through the desert, you know? That's what happened with two teams this time around.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of a complicated double-edged sword kind of a thing where they knew that Sam and Devin were gonna be, they're gonna have to drag him through the desert, but yeah, they had to.
A big part of, like, playing these games with these teams is trimming the fat. You got to trim the fat before that final. Otherwise, you could have some trouble.
I think Brooklyn knew they were in trouble the whole time with Devin. And Devin, she never works out. She didn't do any cardio or anything. Like, it's just not... She's not a very good team player, really. Like, she's like, at one point she was climbing up a dune and Chet was probably yelling at her. And she was like, you're lucky I'm even moving right now. I feel like sitting down. It's like, you're lucky to be here.
Yeah.
They're not, that shouldn't be your attitude, that they're lucky that you're even moving.
Let me pitch this to you. If Sam and Devin switched teams, would San Diego have still won?
That's a good question.
Because
sorry, now I'm yawning.
No, it's all right. I understand. Because if you feel like, oh yeah, like San Diego probably still would have won, they wouldn't have let Devin quit. They would have been pushing her up hills. Then you're saying that everything that they did to Sam was the right thing to do. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I feel like Sam did better than Devin, or was in better shape than Devin. Like, she didn't. She never stopped run. Like, Sam ran the whole time. Devin was walking most of the time.
Sam did, did run a lot more than they kind of give her credit for. But at the same time, she did not do good.
Well, no, but she did. I don't know.
I guess good enough to win, but...
Yeah, I got sick of hearing... I don't know if it was a sound bite or if he really was yelling at her the whole time, but how many times did you hear Frank go, Sam!
Yeah,
just scream her name. Damn it, Sam! Ugh.
It was a brutal, unfriendly finale.
Yeah, and I didn't, you know, I hate to see the assholes win.
I'm not disappointed. I feel like they kind of, they played a good game, man.
They earned it, but the cool thing about the beginning of the final challenge was, that Brooklyn kept blowing through the puzzles and stuff and then taking the lead. And yeah. I thought if they could keep that up, then it would have been pretty cool. But one of the later puzzles, they were last with it. So
yeah, that, the wheels came off.
So. The wheels came off the wagon. And so that sucked. But I was actually rooting. Well, obviously, I wanted either them or Trishel and Dustin to win. And I thought they had a pretty good shot, actually. But that's, I guess in certain aspects, they didn't, like in the wheel thing, they didn't have to carry as many wheels, but it seemed harder with two people. I don't know if it actually was or not, but I don't know.
I don't know. In the wheel challenge, I feel like everyone was working hard and not smart. I feel like they gave you plenty of equipment to just drag those wheels.
I agree. I probably would have sat there a lot longer because I would have been thinking, okay, they gave us this stuff because there's a way to do this the right mm-hmm. way. But what I figured out afterwards with that one in particular was what they should have done. If all the wheels didn't have to be connected because eventually they broke it all up and stuff and were just carrying everything, they should have made four different things with two wheels each. Just with one bar through it with a rope or whatever, and then just wheel it along, have each person wheel one along it. That would have worked pretty good.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
When you have eight wheels on there, they're not going to go in the same direction. I don't know.
One thing that I was uncertain about was, did they give them a way to cut that rope? Was that an option?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't see any scissors or anything.
Yeah, I couldn't really tell, like, if they only had one long piece of rope or if it were, or if, like, if it was two long pieces or what was going on. But yeah, if they could have found a way to cut that rope, they would have been in business.
I think what happened was whoever the first team to get there was, they just did it dumb like that, and then the rest of the teams were just like, okay, I guess this is how you do it, or we're just going to do it just as dumb as them. I don't know.
Yeah, speaking of doing it dumb, fucking Brooklyn, man. Brooklyn, that's where they fucking fell apart.
Like, what was their strategy again?
Well, for one, Chet like was trying to force everyone to go grab tires, even though Devin was saying, like, we already have eight. And he's like, oh, we're a team of fucking four. Who cares? Just grab tires.
Right. And they
ended up with nine fucking tires on that thing.
I don't know how you make
for no reason.
That was so stupid.
So, yeah, that's where things started to really go bad for them.
Mm-hmm.
Are we skipping around too much? Should we try the...
We can go back to the beginning.
So, they land and have to race to the first checkpoint.
After they're skydiving.
And, like, already from the very first, like, the race to the very first checkpoint, Sam and Devin are already falling behind. Sam, in her interview, is like, I'm not an endurance runner. Sorry. I'll work on that the next time. It's like, you fucking should be sorry. Like, this is what it is. You know, this is the game. It comes down to a long ass run, a 2-day run.
And that excuse is not an excuse. It's like, I'm sorry, I'm not an endurance runner. Well, that's not an excuse. You know what you were getting into. You should have been running the whole fucking time. Like, that's not an excuse.
And, yeah, you should know that that this is what it's going to come down to. And if you can't do that, don't, like, curse your team. Don't get all the way to the end and be like, oh, this ain't me, guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I don't. That's why I wonder why Big Easy keeps coming back to this kind of thing. Like,
yeah,
if he would have been in the final challenge, I don't care if he lost 70 pounds or whatever, he'd still be getting taken away in an ambulance again.
Yeah, Big Easy is kind of like asking to die on television.
Yeah, he probably will.
And also we have Devin not being able to feel her feet. And having to take her pants off. I guess the stretchy pants were a little too tight for her or something. I don't know.
Apparently. I don't know what the explanation for that was.
So,
I was surprised they didn't... I guess they didn't have... Like, JD and Chet are not big enough guys where they could just be like, get on my back. We're going to do this. Like, you know, like Kenny throwing Wes onto his back on the frenemies season.
Yeah, I feel like I've like mentioned that before. I don't know if it was to you or if it was to Alicia while we watch it, but like, yeah, Brooklyn, they had a lot going against them. The size of the guys being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have the two little guys and the dead weight, you're fucked.
Mm-hmm. They did the best they could with what they had. Do you think if it was just Chet and Sarah in the final, do you think they would have won?
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah, I really, really do.
Because they were holding up for Devin the whole time.
It truly could have been any two as long as you got rid of Devin.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have won. Like, JD did really, really good. JD was not a problem at all. But, yeah.
I did like the, like, you jump in a helicopter and you go into the next places and stuff. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then the overnight thing was, that was a twist. And it seemed awful. Like, I think I mentioned, I don't remember if I was talking to you or not, but it was like, I think I said, like, sleep deprivation is the worst form of torture. And when they basically the overnight thing was, they had to, three of them had to stand in this little box and hold onto this leash for a camel, and then one person got to sleep. So the most sleep that they could have gotten after running a marathon all day in the heat of Africa was 2 hours each, and then they had to go run another marathon the next day.
Except, of course, for Dustin and Trishelle, who got 4 hours each.
That's true.
Fuck. What the hell?
Who is it?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But yeah, and you could tell when they, like, when morning came, they, especially San Diego, they were a surly group.
Mm-hmm.
Like, already the arguing was starting, and yeah,
it's hard to blame them.
No, you're absolutely right. Like, if shit's not going well from the beginning, like at night, and then you only get 2 hours of sleep, yeah, it's gonna be. It's not gonna be good.
Didn't they let Sam have 4 hours?
I feel like they let Sam have a little bit more than everyone else. Like, I feel like Zach said that he had, like, what? Like, an hour or 40 minutes or something like that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they gave Sam four hours so that she would be more fresh for the rest because they knew she was going to be the problem.
Which is... Oh, God. Yeah.
She anyway. Still got her cut of the 350K or whatever it was. Is it 350 or 250?
I feel like maybe 250.
It's not that great to split between four people.
Yeah, which is another reason you have to trim the fat.
Mm-hmm.
Also, did you see the reunion, speaking of fat?
No, I wasn't able to catch it.
Someone put on a little weight.
Who?
Sam.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you'll be able to tell right away. I mean, she's not fat, but she put a little on in the midsection.
I like, I don't like, but Sam, or Frank is just like, goes right for the, he just screams at her that she's fat all the time and stuff, and when he shoved her down, it was like, do you need to, come on. Is that going to help?
It's really hard to be a fan of Frank. Like, I'm happy that San Diego won, and Frank played a damn good game, but I wish it was a damn good game played by someone else.
Yeah.
Like, he's too much of an, he's like a real asshole, so he's like a really great villain.
Mm-hmm.
He's also like a really good player, so it's conflicting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to root for him as much as I do. And it's really hard to kind of stand behind him, but
he's a prick. And I think if it was any other challenge, Sam would have, that would have been it. But she knew that the flag was right there and the money was coming. So she got up and just ran the rest of the way.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of thing, like, that doesn't help when maybe the yelling and stuff, maybe that does. Maybe that did get her kind of going, but when you throw her face in the dirt when you're trying to get her going, does that help anybody?
Well, I feel like Zach and like his, like the whole football thing, that's all that he's doing. Like, that's the world that he's lived in for years.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't like rubbing your shoulders like, how you doing, buddy?
Right.
Think you're going to be able to make it? It's yelling. It's like, no, let's do it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's in people's faces. It's fucking smacking helmets. It's pushing people around. So, I mean, he was not suited for, like, to have to, like, you know, handle someone with kid gloves. And and Frank, you know, Frank's an asshole. So you can't expect, like, kindness out of him.
On the other hand, surprisingly, Dustin and Trishelle, like, Dustin was, he kind of did do the kid gloves thing, and it seemed to work. Seemed to motivate her. It worked.
Yeah.
For the most part. They came in second, after all.
Yeah, and I can't, we can't really say that it was all Dustin, because Dustin wasn't, there were certain points where Dustin wasn't really bringing much to the table.
Yeah, like, they weren't very good in the puzzles.
Any of the thinking games, it was.
Mm-hmm.
They
were both just like, on that one Sudoku puzzle or whatever, where they had to move the rocks around, they were just kind of like staring at each other like, well, what do we do? Neither one was actually like trying to figure it out.
And I love when they finally, like, finished it, and Dustin was like, Trishelle, I thought you were good at puzzles. And she's like, I need help. It's like, well, that means you're not good at fucking puzzles.
And yeah.
Giving you hints, you know?
And they didn't even finish it. The time expired on that one.
Yeah, man. Yeah, they didn't get off to a good start.
Still came in second.
Very true. And they were second throughout a good portion of it. They were second when they got to the checkpoint at night, where they were guarding the camels.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing. That's something that they do a lot. Like, no matter how, like, no matter what the times that you get there, like, if you get there first and then the team in third place gets there an hour after you, they still get to take off, like, you only get a 10-minute head start.
And yeah. I don't like that, but I think they just want it to be a closer race, or they want to ensure that it's going to be a close race.
No, yeah, you're right. And I guess on second thought, it does make for a better, like, more exciting show.
Mm-hmm.
If I were the people that came in first place and was, like, slaughtering the first two teams, and then found out that at that point they're only 10 minutes behind me, I would be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess good for us, bad for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be annoying. And I feel like the funny thing is, though, the first day, the race was a lot closer because that's when they kept – Brooklyn was taking the lead and, you know, they kept going back and forth. And then the last day, it kind of seemed like it was San Diego all the way.
Yeah, even though they got off to a shitty start, like Sam, after her 4 hours of sleep, couldn't crawl up that first dune.
Mm-hmm.
Which is bullshit. Like, her and Devin were both having trouble. And it's because they were taking these little baby steps.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta dig. You gotta... I don't know. Yeah.
Nobody was doing the landing and putting the head into one of their asses to get up that dunes, though.
Yeah.
They needed landing. What was his original season, anyway?
Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
Well,
no wonder they weren't on there because nobody remembers anybody else from that season.
MJ.
Oh, really? Oh, that guy. Yeah.
I guess no girls. I can't think of... I can kind of picture maybe one or two of the girls, but I can't remember their names.
Mm-hmm. Well, overall, this challenge on paper seemed like a pretty good challenge, but I got to be honest, I'm pretty tired of just the marathon challenge. Like, I guess all of them have been like that, but I think they need to come up with something else for the final challenge next year or do something different. I did like the one where they went to Iceland and they had to jump in the freezing cold river and stuff like that and camp outside. That was cool, but I don't know. Watching people run in a desert and then do puzzles just doesn't hit my sweet spot anymore.
I guess I see what you're saying, but at the same time, it's like, what else could they do? They can't do it like Survivor with votes and...
Yeah. I don't know. There's got to be another way.
It's got to be something big. You don't want it to be like lackluster like all the normal challenges that they do.
Mm-hmm.
You
know what they should do next season? They should just change the format completely and they should do the challenge, but have it be rules like the Amazing Race and have it just be a huge race for the entire season all over the world. But they don't have that kind of budget. But it would be fun to see all our challenge people on the Amazing Race doing that kind of thing.
That would be cool.
I think John A. I was looking at her like IMDb page and looking at all the different reality shows she's been on. It'd be cool if she made it onto Survivor or something.
Yeah, I mean she does have a pretty healthy reality TV career.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we will see her on at least one other reality show.
Probably.
Like whether it be Celebrity Rehab or like True Life or something.
Well, she was on that that show about bartenders or whatever.
Yeah.
Too, Rehab or whatever it's called.
Yeah. At the Hard Rock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never saw that. I liked how during the ring toss, at a certain point, it just became all Dustin throwing and all Trishel drinking.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not like Dustin was doing that great of a job. If I were Trishel, I would have been like, fuck this, man. Like, how many shots of warm goat milk or camel milk did she have to take?
Yeah, that seemed gross. I can't believe nobody threw up after that.
I feel like I would have, especially if I were Trishel, just been like, stop. Stop for a second. I need to just take care of business real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be back in. I need to break my streak. And then the game will continue.
Yeah, they were going for speed, but you don't want to go a million tries if you have to take a shot of that shit every time. You want to think about it and get it right.
Yeah, exactly.
I think there must have been a technique that would have worked with swinging it because it was on the rope. Like, there had to have been a technique that nobody ended up getting to work where, because everybody ended up just throwing it at the hook.
Yeah, that's one of those deals where it's like maybe there's a technique, but I don't think I would have had the patience to try to figure it out.
Yeah,
that's way too big of a maybe. to commit to like just swinging it there, mm-hmm. where like, because like imagine if you found out afterwards, like, oh no, there's no way to swing it. No, it just wouldn't work that way. You have to throw it, and then it's like, oh well, fuck, great, just lost because
mm-hmm.
I got the swinging thing in my head.
And then you gotta, and meanwhile you have a stomach full of goat's milk.
Yeah. Going back to the babysitting the camels, Sarah started to cry.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about that, Jordan?
Well, she's weak mentally, but keeps going. So she's not really weak mentally. She just breaks down emotionally without, very, very easily, apparently. She was just miserable, and then she has to cry.
Yeah, it is. That's a good point. I'm back on board. It is so weird how, like, she is a strong, like, she is a fighter, but, like, you know, the edges can get frayed really, really easily. But you're right. She didn't give up at all throughout this entire thing.
I might have to wrap this up pretty soon.
Okay.
Feeling pretty shitty.
All right. Let's see. Let me go through the notes to see if I have anything terribly important to say. Another thing is similar to Sam talking about not being a long distance runner was Trishelle talking about how, like, you know, I don't do ring toss for fun. So, like, well, no shit. I mean,
nobody does.
Yeah, nobody does anything that you're about to do here for fun. It is a challenge in every way. So
that's why they call it a challenge.
Yeah, yeah. Rise to it, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking quit complaining that it's not your sweet spot. You know, it's not sitting on the couch watching TV.
I don't think I need to see Trishelle again.
Yeah, I feel like her time has come and gone.
Mm-hmm.
The part of the challenge where they had to fill the sieves with sand and then carry it to the box to fill the box.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't they have taken off a t-shirt and covered the bottom of the sieve so no sand is getting through?
They could have, but they don't think.
No, they don't. This is not a thinking man's game, Jordan.
That was one where the four-person team did help. Because they didn't have to, they didn't compensate, like the Trishelle and Dustin had to fill up just as much sand as the other teams. But Devin just sat in the back and did nothing on most of the challenges, which was also annoying. Like during the resting periods when she's just standing there, she's not even helping with that either. She's just got to be completely dead weight.
Yeah, I feel like with with the sand challenge, she could have helped fill those boxes and that it was wrong of her to not. But everything else, it's like, yeah, stay the fuck out of this, Devin. You're not going to help. You're only going to crowd. You're like, I can hardly see this board as is. Quit trying to knock me out of the way. You're not going to identify the eighth leather. Just lay there in the sand. Try to regain some strength.
I feel like that one she should have tried to help.
With which one? The sand or the leathers?
The leathers one.
I say just let her rest, dude.
Well, I think they were just at that point. They were just like, "Fuck it, this is all us." Devin's not gonna help. They just were cutting their losses.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like they gave up on Devin. Like, I feel like Chet maybe complained a little too much about Devin. At a certain point, it is like cut your like. Quit worrying about it. Quit yelling at her that she's, like, laying down. Just you take care of business because she is clearly, like, barely hanging on.
Mm-hmm.
The push. The big push. The push where Frank knocks down Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know this? That, like, 2 minutes earlier, they showed Frank, like, pushing Sam up the hill and Sam leaning back and resisting?
No, I didn't notice that.
Yeah. So I can see Frank's frustration. Like, it, like Frank was like just had his hands on her back, you know, just pushing her up the hill, you know, Landon style.
Yeah.
And she was like leaning back, like
It
was.
So maybe there is I don't know, maybe not a complete justification for it, but maybe he wasn't just being a complete asshole.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you can't justify it.
But we know Frank, and we know that he gets frustrated where he will do unjustifiable things.
Yeah. In the reunion, Sam makes a really good point that if Frank pushed Ashley, he would be nailed to a cross right now.
That's true.
It would not have, like, people wouldn't be arguing about whether or not it was right, or whether or not, like, you know, can you forgive him because he was just frustrated? Like,
yeah,
would have been no excusing it.
Yep, it's because Sam looks like a boy. Yeah. So it seems like less of an offense, but she's probably more girl than Ashley, actually. in the wuss department, at least, I mean.
Or like a weaker person than
that. Yeah.
Physically.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, that sucks. It really does suck how they treated Sam, but at the same time, I would have been really pissed too, because Sam sucked.
Mm-hmm.
And at certain points didn't seem to be trying as hard as you would want your teammate to try.
Yeah.
Last thing I'll point out, Devin made a really good point in the reunion as well. Something that I had never thought of before. They give them all this stuff, like, oh, here's some new, like, new clothes, like Under Armour, and some new shoes, and blah, 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 blah. The first month of owning a new pair of shoes can be really uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking those things in. And that is something that I never thought of before. They're putting them in these new shoes and then making them run for 2 days straight.
That is a good point.
It, like, I would have...
They take some breaking in.
Yeah, I would have taken, like, if they hand me those new shoes the day before the final, I would just throw them in the goddamn garbage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I wonder if they have to wear them. I wonder if it's a sponsor or something.
Probably, but at the same time, I feel like they're probably giving clothes from sponsors the entire time.
So yeah.
Wear the shoes that the sponsors gave you from the first episode. Like, it's all going to be the same shoe company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess they just wanted the new shoes to be featured, but they're going to be featured on everyone else's feet. They don't have to be on mine.
Yeah, and if I was on the show, I probably wouldn't have thought of that either, that they would need to be broken in, or maybe I would get blisters or something from these shoes I'm not used to.
Yeah, you don't think of it until, like, the agony that you're feeling, like,
mm-hmm. Until you can't feel your feet.
Yeah. So she made a real good point there. That's something I had never ever thought of before.
I saw some picture that the challenge page posted on Facebook of Devin as Miss American Teen 2005. She was a beauty queen, apparently.
Oh yeah, I saw that too. She looks better now.
You think?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I say this till the day I die. Teenagers don't know what the fuck they're doing. They don't have their shit together.
That's true.
Like, crack open your yearbook. Everyone in there looks like shit.
Not everyone.
Everyone, Jordan. Even the one, like, if you remember the girl that you thought was, like, the hottest girl in school, look back through the yearbook, look at her, like, class picture, look at the pictures, like, the shots that were taken throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, holy shit. Like, my memory is completely skewed. Like, yeah, everyone looks like shit.
Maybe you're right.
Oh, yeah. The Real World Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
ruin the challenge for a lot of people.
Oh, is that right?
Close to the winner. Like, I don't know if it was right after the East Coast show aired or right after the West Coast show aired, but either way, like, what the fuck are you goddamn thinking?
Yeah.
And, I had actually seen it while I was at work.
Oh, really?
Seeing the show. Yeah. So, like, we have to work on getting them fired.
Was it an official page?
Yeah, it's the official Real World page. And they said, like, congratulations to San Diego challenge winners.
Those morons. Because I noticed on the challenge page, I think it was like, did you see who won or something like that? Or it didn't give it away unless you clicked on it.
And you clicked on, like, the comments or whatever. But
yeah.
Yeah. Fucking we got to fucking rally together, listeners, and get the whoever is running that Real World Facebook page fired. Had on the platter, goddammit.
You're pretty fired up about this.
Jordan, what the fuck are you talking about? Of course I'm fired up about this. We, base our show on the fact that, yes, we want information. No, we don't want spoilers. We do not want the thing spoiled for us. Especially fucking 3 hours before we're going to go home and watch the show.
Yeah.
I want blood, Jordan.
It's pretty rough.
It's crazy. It's, what were they thinking, man? Anyway, I should let you go so you can go feel better.
Yeah, I might have to break that streak after all.
Just, do you have any beer in the house?
Yeah, I don't want one though.
One, sip it slow. Have you've heard the term hair of the dog, man?
Yeah.
It'll, just drink a beer, try to go to sleep. There's not much else you can do.
No. I think I'll probably just take a nap and wake up feeling fresh as a daisy.
The problem is, when you drink too much, it's hard to get to sleep because the alcohol turns into sugar and then you have a sugar high during the hangover, prevents you from getting back to sleep.
Stop making this worse.
It's some evil shit, that alcohol.
It is. I'm done.
Fucking fire water. The devil's brew, Jordan.
That's what it is.
Anyway, I liked the season.
Yeah, it was good.
Feel free to review us on iTunes.
Hopefully 5 stars, although we've been hit or miss this season.
The ones that we hit hard.
Uh-huh.
We missed. It was probably because the episode was shitty.
Mm-hmm.
The episode of the challenge, not the episode of the podcast.
Right.
Yeah. So, I don't know what you're going to be emailing. Yeah, if you see that, there was a cast announcement, be sure to hit us up. We need to know this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hit us up on Facebook. That way we see it. Because, during the off season, we don't check the email as much.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter, You Killed It Pod, @ You Killed It Pod. Find us on Facebook. I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Jordan Strickland.
Have a good one.
Bye.